W2JKT Mobile.
KT, KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon, Eric?
Trick, how are you doing?
My best. Enjoy this beautiful day.
It's out, isn't it? I'm driving home from work right now, and it's just one of those good driving days for sure.
It has been. It's been beautiful out today.
3 degrees here, just passing the Pelham Road exit northbound. I'll take 73 every day of the week, and twice on Sunday.
Thing over here on Cedar Lane Road.
How freaking knock off?
Good while. Trying to make up for having to take off early to go to the dentist yesterday.
I've got to put my days in the office this week for sure. There's a lot going on, so I'll be in today, tomorrow, and Thursday probably, maybe even Friday as well. It's I'm loath to go in the office 4 days this week, but I might just have to.
Get out of it.
To get out of Thursday, I don't see myself getting out of Friday, but I have a doctor's appointment Thursday morning, so I might be able to avoid going in Thursday, but Friday, would be my day three full in the office, so it is what it is, I guess.
Come on. Sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and do it.
It's a privilege to be able to work at home 2 days a week, so if I have to go in an extra day once in a while, it's fine.
I've never had a job where I could do that, so I wouldn't know.
You got it better than a lot of people do, that's for sure.
Be good if you really stop and think about it.
Dave and I were having this conversation the other night that, even people in the States that aren't so well off still have it better than, 95% of the world population.
Much of that is,
and I don't know how I would.
We determine that either, but a lot of people out here complain about the way things are, and a lot of it's just self-inflicted because they don't manage their money or don't live the way they should. Just living beyond your means, that's not society's fault.
Here, but I'm thinking of places in the third world, Africa, India, places like that where just the poverty is so abject that, and the warlords and the tribalism and all this other stuff just kind of keeps people poor. Those folks live on, pennies a day, and they're lucky to have a roof over their head at all.
Yeah, roger that. I was just talking about here in the States.
A lot of self-inflicted misery here. I won't argue with you on that.
People every day with money, and I hear, I ain't got no money this week, or I ain't got this, or I ain't got that, and then, 2 weeks later, they're going on a vacation to Disney World for 2 weeks.
An iPhone.
That's what I was talking about, that kind of stuff like that. I've got family that way. All I can do is bite my tongue and not say something when I'm around them.
I definitely hear that. I have family members the same way. Just gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. Don't care what it takes. Give me a payday loan, give me another credit card, whatever. Just gotta have the latest thing.
Something a little more upbeat to talk about. How's your little fur buddy doing with her knee surgery?
I had her home over the weekend, and we set up a crate at the XYL's house, and she did fine, even with the cat and her dogs. So it's good that she can, spend weekends with me over there. During the week, she's at the vet's getting treatment. So, I drop her off on Monday and I pick her up on Friday. And during that time, she gets laser treatments and she gets two injections into the joint that help it heal faster. And, as of this weekend, after only a week, she was already putting weight on it. I had to use a belly band to keep her from putting too much weight on it, but she was doing great. So far so good. 5 more weeks of crate rest, and then I can let her out.
I'm glad everything's going smooth there. It's amazing how attached we can get to those little buddies.
Not to her than I am to my wallet, that's for sure.
I had to stop laughing first.
Myself sometimes too. It's like, I call her my medical dog because she's cost me a lot of money since the day I brought her home. I hadn't had her a month, and she ate something she wasn't supposed to, and that was a surgery. And then she jumped out of the car one day and had a bunch of teeth knocked out, and that was another surgery and a root canal. And then there was this thing, the last TPLO in 2019, and now this one this year. And it's just been every year or two she empties my bank account. But, I love her to death.
You're in a position to do that and financially help her and not cause too much issue for you.
thankful for that every day, and I'm very happy to go without something to help her out. You know, I'd rather have her than, you know, any material thing, that's for sure.
But another note, did you ever get the filters replaced in your Kenwood radio?
No, not yet. In my defense, my tech was out all last week for family things, so, man, I'm glad you brought it up, because I'd forgotten all about it yet again. It's just so low on the priority list there.
Seems to be doing much better. I don't know what's changed, but I don't, so everything's pretty much the same in the truck that I know of, and there's still some scratchy areas, but that's just the area I am in, so.
I noticed similar improvement, and I wonder if, like, temperature has something to do with it. It seemed like over the winter it was worse. You know, once it really cooled down, and now that it's warming up again, maybe it's getting better. So I wonder if it's something to do with that.
I know this morning I was struggling to hear the repeater at all, but I know propagation for 2 meters has been pretty bad lately. Sunday night, I couldn't even hit the repeater up in Hendersonville from my house, and I'm literally on the same level as it is.
With both repeaters this morning coming in, I think I gave up around exit 40 or something like 45. And usually I can make it down to like 35 or so before I really get bad. But yeah, I mean, propagation is very variable, and you know, who knows what's going on with anything else. So I'll just take it, I guess.
It's magic how it works anyway, so we'll just leave it at that.
I have a 10 back in the, I mean, it's actually in the trunk still. It's easy to swap out. Maybe I'll try the D710 again tomorrow morning.
Roger that. I got most of that. I must be over here in one of those areas now that everything's starting to get in the way. I am coming around Paris Mountain, so it may start affecting me.
Exit 63 now. This is usually a pretty good spot for me, but you're making it in just fine.
Yeah, when you were talking that time, it was full scale on my radio, but it was very scratchy.
Yes, but, hey, in other news, the gas station at the exit for my office had diesel under $4 this morning. First time I've seen that in a long time.
I was glad to see it because I got to fill up today.
I haven't put diesel in my pickup truck in at least 4 months or so. I think September was the last time, or maybe even October was the last time I put fuel in it.
I couldn't tell you the last time I put fuel in my own weight. It was last week.
That's sitting in my driveway. It's on empty. I probably have about 10 gallons left in it, if I had to guess. Yeah, I'm loath to spend even $4 on diesel to fill it up again.
Meanwhile, that's the worst thing you can do to a vehicle is let it sit.
Couple of weeks and get it up to temperature, and you know, we always have, you know, sometimes we gotta move furniture, go get some stuff at Home Depot or whatever, and I just putter around town in it. I do need to get out on the highway and open it up a little bit to blow it out, but maybe I'll do that this weekend.
You got the regen system in there.
It tells me how full the filter is, and last time I looked at it, I was still only like 60%, and it won't go into regen until it hits 100. I wish I could just tell it to do it because I could go out and just rev it up and go through a regen cycle, but Nissan doesn't give you the ability to do that. So I know on the Rams you can, you know, command a regen cycle, but oh well, it is what it is. So, you know, it'll let me know when it's ready.
Nissan does that. It's the only manufacturer I know that doesn't have a forced regen on the truck because that could really leave you stranded bad.
Heavy or something, when that thing decides to fill up, I mean, you're done. I mean, there's just no way to get around it. It'll try to run a regen cycle, you know, in a city situation, but if you're not, you know, opening it up at all, it's just not going to work.
Got to be a way to, even like most trucks have a way you can go in with just certain buttons, a sequence of buttons and stuff, to put them in a forced regen, but you for it to happen, and you'd have to look that up. But to not have a way to do a forced regen, a service bay regen, that's unheard of in my from my experience. But now, I didn't work for Nissan, just but Cummins in general. Cummins is usually pretty particular about that stuff.
Service bay regen, but you have to have the console 3, which is like the Nissan, you know, the dealer OBD2 tool, because it's not part of the OBD2, it's part of their proprietary system. So if you don't have the console 3 or console 4 or whatever it is, you can't do the service bay. People have been trying to figure it out, but nobody has, as far as I know. Most people just delete it anyway, which is not something I really agree with, but, you know, I'm certainly not going to do that myself. But maybe someday there will be a tool available. It doesn't help that the truck's been discontinued, and so maybe nobody's really working on it anymore.
Digging on that, on our scanner, and see if it actually does it. If it does, I'll let you know. I'm pretty sure it will. But like you say, the numbers are so small on that truck that it may not, because there's just not enough demand for it.
What numbers do you have?
Ours is called the Max 4. It is actually built by Launch on their platform, and it adds a lot of our certain specific stuff to it. So I'll just have to look. If you look up the Max 4 and see if it does it, I believe once I get my demo back the first of the month, I can look in there and see.
Find out. I'd be interested to know. That'd be a good tool to have, you know, for those cases where, you know, I just want it to regen, and, you know, I don't want to have to wait until it's, you know, ready.
It's capable of doing it. You wouldn't want to buy that one because just the expense to work on that one car, but our other lines will give you that capability with a much more affordable platform.
I could plug in a protocol analyzer and then, you know, capture the command when your scan tool sends it, and then I could just duplicate it with something else.
For that, see, you're getting on another level for me there. I know how to work on the car, but when it comes to the computer language, I'm out. It's just something I just didn't take the time to learn anything on.
It work, you know, we have these microcontrollers, and they talk to the batteries and stuff, so, you know, these communications protocols are something that I work with a lot, so it's actually not as hard as you think it is, and they make some tools that you just plug in. Your scanner would plug into this thing, and then this thing would plug into the car, and this thing would capture all of the data communications, and you can analyze it later, and it's really not as hard as you think to do that. You know, it just takes a little bit of programming and, you know, looking at the timing of things and just getting it all timed out right.
Well, Eric, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. You have a good rest of your trip, and we'll talk to you in the morning, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 7-3.
All right, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you later, W2JKT Mobile.